USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 10 U.S. service members were killed in the attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. One of the explosions was outside the airport, and another was at or near a hotel near the facility. The hotel is reportedly used to ferry Americans to the airport. California Democratic Congressman John Garamendi telling MSNBC this is a tragedy.
Tragic, heartbreaking, not unexpected. This is an extremely dangerous operation from the very moment it began.
Following the multiple explosions, the State Department sent an email to congressional offices stating, please do not direct individuals to the airport in Kabul at this time due to the situation on the ground. President Biden's meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister is being postponed until tomorrow as well. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.